Welcome to Coaching Uncaged, the podcast that pushes the boundaries of the coaching profession with cutting-edge practitioners, authors, and thought leaders. Coaching Uncaged brings you pioneering thinking to enrich the art and science of coaching in all its forms. And now, introducing your host, Robert Stevenson.
It's great to have you here with us on the Animus podcast. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So, a couple of months ago, I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw you there receiving your MBE. And I was just like, wow, that's amazing. So I'd just like to spend some time talking about your journey to coaching, the work you've done with Animus, and the work that you did to gain your MBE. So why don't you start by introducing yourself?
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm Kolbasia. And I'm originally from Chad, and you know, I came here almost 15 years now.
Okay.
As a refugee, you know, seeking protection, and then I settled up here, and I started, you know, life here. You know, such a little bit about me.
Okay, and so how did you come about Animus? How did you get into coaching?
Yeah. Now, one thing that I like to do is I like to inspire and also motivate people, and it's come from, you know, the challenges that, you know, I face in my childhood and also in my adulthood, and so I felt that there is so much into myself which I discover, and then I was thinking how I can share, you know, those knowledge that I have with other people. And actually, I started doing things like YouTube and posting inspirational videos and motivational videos and so. But I still lacking a certain expertise, how to transfer those knowledge how to not guide people, not tell people, but how I can bring the best out of people with that. So then I was exploring, you know, different way of me to build that skill. And then I was looking, then I end up finding coaching. And in the same time also that I, because when I came here, I was quite depressed. So then I had to go through therapy. And I've also knows how therapy works with, you know, individual. But what I want is not a therapy, but something different. Then I end up finding coaching that matching the thing that I was looking at. And then I start exploring around to see which school of coaching that I need to attend. And I attended, you know, few you know, those free introduction courses. And I attended quite a few. And last year, I think beginning of the last year, I attended the 2 days. Yeah, 2 days, you know, Animus coaching. But before knowing Animus, I had a colleague, her name is Heather, and she was working as a HR manager at the organization, and we're exploring coaching. And then she said, oh yeah, I'm doing coaching too. And then I said, oh, so why are you doing your coaching? And then Animus. So okay, yeah, great, can you give me some detail? And then she gave me detail, and then I found that, you know, like the 2 days coaching, and then I went there. And since the first day, I was already here. That's the class, that's the school that I want to attend. And from there, I said, I mean, the question that I forgot his name, the person that was leading.
The introduction day.
Yeah, the introduction day. And asking me a question, what do you want to do? In a year time, how do you see yourself? I said, in a year time, I'm going to be a coach. Just straight. Yeah, and then, you know, I started looking around and finding a way that I can enroll, and then how I enrolled in Animus coaching. And from my first day, oh, the curtain, I just, you know, I love the vibe, and I love, you know, like the student that around the head, there's something that's different. Yeah, and I mean, basically, that's how I
Awesome. Yeah. Brilliant. So it's really interesting to hear how, you know, having faced your own challenges and adversities and the support that you had around that, and then how you were looking to, I guess, to share that to others, but trying to find the right pathway to do it and finding coaching as that pathway. And so you said there that, you know, the community, the vibe of Animus. Tell me a little bit more about what you experienced on the course itself in terms of that community and that vibe.
The first thing that I realized, the willingness of people to help other people, because I done master's degree in computer science at Sydney University, and I find it really challenging, kind of, you know, mixing people in through that courses. And I thought that maybe I will experience, you know, something similar to that. But from the first hours of my first courses, this was completely dispelled. And people was willingly kind of trying to support each other. You know, those that know Libby try to help other understand, and those that maybe not understand. Because I think the other good thing about the course is, you know, the diversity of the people that in the course. People that English is the only language, people that English is the second or third language. Yeah. And you understand that in that context, you know, you can find different level of understanding. And it's, you know, the teacher, you know, as such, create the space for them to deliver the best that they can deliver. And that's that space also created so that, you know, the student also create the space to receive that and also sharing with other colleagues in that. And that is the thing was, I find it very, very, very useful and, you know, give me that momentum of, yes, you know, I'm in the right place.
And I remember also that you were in the breaks and at lunchtime, you were taking your camera off to do your YouTube. So you were kind of recording your journey from day one.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Because I was, every time that I learned something, I was so excited that I want to share with the world. So in the break time, you know, instead of going for lunch, I take my camera because I don't want to lose the knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go out and then, you know, record it quickly and, you know, sharing with the, you know, my subscriber in my YouTube channel. And yeah, I think there is something that I really find, you know, through my journey at, you know, Animus is the course is so practical. And that is so easy for you to understand. Okay, that's a principle, and that's what how it is apply and why it is applied. Mm-hmm. And that is the part of what I find it very, very useful. Because I'm kind of graphic person. You know, you see, you apply. And if you give me a theory and you show me how that theory in reality is applied, you know, I just merge the two and then it just stick in my mind. Mm-hmm. And that is the thing that I find it really important and very useful in my journey, in my learning, you know, to become a coach. And I find that in Animus that it really helped me, you know, put things in perspective.
Awesome. Brilliant. And so I just want to sort of touch on this idea that you received your MBE, and what was that for, and how was that?
Yeah. I think it's quite a long journey, but try to make it a little bit short. I survived torture, right? And I live a very long time in a refugee camp and so on and so. And when I kind of reached the UK to seek protection, is that I went through a challenge kind of to secure the protection as such. And during that time, I was also put in immigration detention center to be deported back and all those kind of things. And I had a very challenging experience through the asylum system. And when I was released from the immigration detention center, I was very, very depressed. And that's a moment where, you know, the trauma from, you know, persecutions and journeying and getting those kind of everything, you know, just, you know, flooded to my memory. But I was lucky that there is some organization who's supporting refugees, put me in contact with an organization, it's called Freedom from Torture, who are giving therapy to torture survivors. So I was there receiving therapy for a period of 4 or 5 years. And when I finished the therapy, so that I was in that moment where I started reflecting in life, in myself, and what I wanted, to do moving forward. And there is a moment where I feel very angry about everything that's happened to me and so and so. And there's a moment where I just want to just finding a quiet place and, just be nobody and just live a life. But in a both way, there's something in me that is not allowing me, to do that. And I felt that there is something that I can do to turn that negative experience to something positive. Then I started thinking about what I can provide to the whole community or to the whole world as such. And then I thought, why not I bring other people, torture survivors like me, together as a network. And then together, so we work in the community, raising awareness, telling people about what is that to be a torture survivor, or what is that to be seeking protection, why people need to leave their countries and all and so and so. And then on the other hand, I also wanted to make sure that, those policymakers understand how the policies that they're creating can affect or impact people that they want to help, for example. So that's how I came with the idea of creating a network called the SOAR Speak Out Network. And then from there, I start working, influencing, for example, the Home Office, influencing the Foreign Office with the Preventing Sexual Violence Initiative. And so I was constantly creating space for other survivors, people live experience, to use their experience, not in a negative way, but in a positive way, in a shaping solution, and try to create a better world, as such. And so by doing that, since I started 2006-2007, and last year I was firstly appointed as by the Foreign Office as a UK champion, survivor champion as such, for the Preventing Sexual Violence Initiative, to make sure that the voice of survivors are part of the solutions. And from that, and also looking at the work that I have achieved and also the impact, so that's how I come about to be awarded the the MBE for the service for torture survivors and also sexual violence survivors.
Awesome. Amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And so your work now, how is coaching fitting into that work that you're doing?
Yeah. I think we sat in Freedom from Torture's organization where I work now, and there is so much of demand and request on my time by other organizations and also by other survivors who want to follow the journey that I have been. But my philosophy is that each person have, the power they need to take them from A to B. They may not know that power. And my example, my journey can be uniquely individual for myself. And each person have their own unique journey as such. But how can I tap on that individual journey for them to make the journey that it will be appropriate, for them? And then probably the coaching is the best tool, for me to achieve that without me directing people and guiding people. And then I enroll for the coaching so that I will get all the skill necessary to do. So that's the thing that I'm using now. I'll be using coaching other survivors and coaching even organizations who are thinking about to bring people with lived experience leading part of the work. So I'm going to be using the coaching technique to help them, you know, set themselves and help them, you know, get through the journey. So I'm very, very excited about that.
Yeah, it sounds like a, you know, really amazing and needed work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it sounds so. And as I'm listening to this, I sort of go, you know, you've been on a huge journey yourself, and I can hear where you've had support from other organizations and other individuals. And it sort of makes me go, it's really interesting that you then joined a community, Animus, that was also very supportive. A community, and it's like that support and that growth is part of you and what you do and the environments that you find yourself connecting to. So it makes it really, I guess, clear to me that that will be part of what you do as you move forward. You'll continue to bring communities together and bring people together to create that support. And I'm just wondering, what's the next thing for you in your sort of work?
Oh, I think the next thing for me, I see my journey as, you know, as such, because I think ultimately I want to be a coach. That's my ultimate goal, and that's the thing that also we discuss with my work. That you know, I'm not gonna be eternally doing the job that I'm doing today. So, but I wanna be a coach. So when I put the thing down. So that's the coaching that I really wanted, and the organization respect that, and you know, I give them, you know, so much of my time and all those kind of things. So you know, they respect that. So now we working toward that, in a sense which everything that now I need to do need to be done, so that all the structure need to be in place for the organization just to flourish. And then later, I'm just gonna, you know, set myself, you know, as such, and coaching, but coaching in a particular way of, you know, helping people that, you know, torture survivors, you know, sexual violence, you know, survivors, people that gone through a very low, to be able to be in a position where they feel that is a position that they, you know, they want to be. I think, yeah, it will take a little bit of many years to come, but you know, that is how I see, you know, myself, you know, and ending up.
Lovely, and it's great to hear that. You know, although you want to become that coach, it's almost like recognizing or noticing that the work that you're doing now is what you're kind of called to do, or what's called from you, so that the coaching can take its time. And I imagine that the coaching will be part of that work anyway, as you continue to move forward.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, you're right, and in that sense, because I'm still using coaching. You know, you know, let me give you that anecdote. Every single time that after the course, you know, the Monday I go to see my manager and then bring different technique that I learned from the coaching, and then, you know, because we're talking and she take note, and if you go to in her office you see all those notes.
So Animus is in her office.
Absolutely, because you know, the like I was saying earlier on, the fascinating thing is that because I come with that background, with that knowledge of, you know, doing the job, and when I'm sitting in the classes, how I see those things, I get the tools, basically.
Let's
put it that way. I sit in the classes, I get the answer of the question I've been asking for a year or 2 years through that course. And the next day, Monday, I'm in the office, and then I come to see my manager. I said, oh, you know this problem, so that's the solution, and boom, 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 and then, you know, put that, and you put that on the wall, and it. I've been in different training, different courses, but this one is just. It's like the missing piece of. To make me a complete. To create my role as a complete role as such, because every single day now, for me to present the case whether that with the Home Office, whether that with an organization, whether that at the UN level. Every single time I just take the methodologies or something I learn and then present it at that. And it's so simple. People see it so easily with those techniques. For example, I'll take the drama triangle.
Yeah.
And in the human rights world sector that I work on, for a very long time, that's the way the thing has been done. Where, so if you see the triangle, people that those organizations support is always here in the bottom.
Yeah, the victim.
Yeah, so the victim as such. And they rely on the organization to provide the support that they need.
Yeah, they become the rescuer.
Absolutely. And that's arrow became both way. Mm. You know, the organization also rely on this one to exist. And, you know, that's so that everybody stay in that position. Mm. And the challenge is, that could be anything that, you know, those victims, you know, receive. And my role, my job is always about how we can turn that around. That is not about victim and a rescuer. It's about coach and how, you know, the other one is. So basically is to turn it around.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, there shouldn't be any power and balance. Because if you want to help me, I know what are my needs. And if you come to me asking me, what's your need and how I can help you, I could say to you, that's at my need. If you can help me, that's how you need to help me. So that is the thing. And that's drama triangle. Help me explain the thing as easy as such. But even organization understands, oh yeah, that's true, you know, that's the position where we are. So yeah, I think it's fascinating.
That's wonderful. It's such a great insight to see how you're taking those tools and applying them in the workplace to create change and to create understanding.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff. So if people want to get in touch with you or hear more about the work that you're doing, how might they find you?
I think I'm a YouTuber too, so I have a YouTube, and it's just my name, Kolbasia Inahausu. That's my YouTube, and also I work for this wonderful organization called Freedom from Torture. So I think the website is just freedomfromtorture.org, and where, you know, all the work that I do and the work that the organization, you know, does and everything is there. You know, otherwise, you can find me on Twitter, you know, just my Hausu on Twitter, and find me on Instagram. And yeah, and I'm always, you know, looking forward to talk to people. And yeah. And also, I think one thing that I want to add as well is that, through Animus, so I have, you know, like many friends now we have. I attended 3 different groups. I mean, you know, the session.
Yeah.
And each session, you know, there's a WhatsApp group that I join. So I have 3 different WhatsApp group where, you know, we share so much and we're helping each other. And also, I think the website. And yeah, and I keep telling my friend, if you want to do coaching, you know, that's a course that you need to attend.
Lovely. Yeah. It's so fascinating listening to you share your story with me today. A real pleasure to have you on the podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
If you'd like to watch these episodes as well as listen, you can find the video interviews on our YouTube channel and website now. Thanks for tuning in to Coaching Uncaged. Join us again for more captivating conversations, exploring the art of coaching.